Hi guys and welcome to Talk Tennis Tea. Today we're going to be doing a draw reaction. The Indian Wells draw came out today for the men's and last night for the women's, so I'm just going to be reacting to some of the matches that are coming up. I'm going to split this up into two episodes, so this one is going to be the men's draw and then the next one is obviously going to be the women's, so let's get started. First off, I don't have the whole draw with me, so I've picked out some of the highlighting matches for me personally. What is going to look interesting and who you guys should watch, definitely. If I've missed out some of your key players, some of your favourite players, some of your bays, then I am so sorry about that. But you know what, I had to stick to my bays, so these are the matches that I want to watch and definitely am looking out for. So let's just begin. So first up is all the big names have a bye. So I think there is 32 seeded players. Maybe 30, I'm not sure, or 28 seeded players. I will double check that and tell you guys know in the next one. But most of the big names have a bye, so that means some of the other guys are going to be playing qualifiers. So to begin with, we have Benoit Paire, the Frenchman, who is going to play a qualifier, and the qualifiers, you're not yet determined. We will probably find out tomorrow who that will be, but Benoit Paire is a very up and down player. Sometimes he's good, sometimes he's bad. You never really know what you're going to get with him. So I feel like it just depends on the pair we get on the day. But his game is real strong, real solid. He's won some titles. So he knows what he's doing. He knows what he's doing on tour. But he's a very fun, cool kind of clap player. And sometimes if he gets pissed off or he gets angry, then he's very aggressive and he'll smash a racket or something like that. Or they'll have an argument. But he's a really good player and his matches are always interesting. So I'm really looking forward to see, one, who he's playing, who's the qualifier he's playing, and whether or not which Benoit Paire turns up. So we might get a really good Benoit Paire, we might not get a good Benoit Paire, but I think it's going to be a great match otherwise, and I definitely recommend you guys should watch that one. Next on our list is Denis. He's also playing Denis Shapovalov, who is also playing a qualifier. I reckon this is going to be an easy one for Denis. Denis has had such a good run. Del Rey, he made it to the quarterfinals, I think, where he lost to Tiafoe, but that was still a tie match. He's been playing really well and his game is solid, so I believe he can get past it. However, I don't know who the qualifier is. It might be someone tough. I think potentially could be Thanasi Kokkinakis, but I'm not sure. Just depending on what the qualifying draw looks like, whether Thanasi makes it in tomorrow, but I guess we'll have to find out tomorrow to see. But I think it's going to be an easy one for Denis. Fingers crossed. Next, we have Stefanos Tsitsipas versus Radu Bolt. And that was going to be a tough one. Stefanos has had a good week. Last week, he had a really good week. He came from Dubai, the Dubai International, where he got into the quarters, I think. But he just lost to, I can't remember his name, but he lost, sadly. And he didn't make it into the semifinals. But Radu Bolt, I don't think they've played each other before. I think it's the first time meeting. But Steph has really got an outdoor courts, especially in hot conditions. So I'm pretty confident he'll take a lead on that one. But then I don't know the extent of how good this Radu Bolt guy is. So I guess we'll just have to see. I think it's going to be an interesting one. Whoever wins that match is going to go on to play Dominic Thiem in the second round. Thiem has a bye. So they'll meet Thiem in the second round. I think that's going to be a tough one for them. But I'm, you know, this is like, I always say Masters 1000s and WTA Premier events are pretty much Grand Slams, mini Grand Slams. So, like, it's going to be scary because you're meeting people in the second round and you don't really want to meet them because you want to have a good time. But you know what? We could be surprised. We could be pleasantly surprised because Thiem hasn't been playing well. He lost to Del Potro and Acapulco in the quarters, so he didn't make it through the semi. So it might, we don't know. He might not have a good match, and Steph or Radu can make it through. I think I would actually cry in that match, but I don't know yet. We'll just have to see how Steph goes in this first round match. Moving on, we have the battle of the next gens. We have Taylor Fritz versus Riley Opelka. Jeez, I cannot pronounce his name. I'm so sorry, Riley. But yeah, so that's the first round match, and then the winner of that match goes to verse Andre Rublev. So that's going to be a tough one for the boys. I don't know. They're both, I think, Taylor and Riley are evenly matched. So I really don't know who I'm going to call for that match. But I will support both of them. But that's going to be a tough one. Round two versus Rublev as well is going to be tough as well. Rublev has a pretty solid player. So I genuinely don't know. It's going to be pretty tough. But good luck to the boys on that. And then next we have Daniel Medvedev versus Steve Johnson. he is looking pretty good. Both of the players are looking pretty good. Steve Johnson's had a good time in the last couple of weeks. So is Daniel Medvedev. He's been training with Karin, the other Russian player. So they're all really close. So that's going to be a tight one. The winner of this match actually goes to us, Nick Kyrgios. And Nick hasn't been playing a lot. He was supposed to play Acapulco, but I don't know what happened there. Or Delray Beach. I don't know. He just somewhat went MIA for like a couple of days. Or a couple of weeks, and we didn't see him. So I'm not sure where he's at, what his training is looking like. But Nick is always an entertaining player. It's kind of like pair. We don't know what Nick we're going to get. You kind of just have to like see how the match is going. But if I think Nick will easily breeze through whoever it is, depending on what the other person is bringing on. So those are my takes on it. Next up, we have Francis Tiafoe versus Ernesto Escobedo, and this is another next gen match. I think, to be honest, Francis coming off his Delray Beach win, he has a great possibility to win through this match, but I've never seen Ernesto play before and he seems like a really good player, so it might be a tough one. All the next gen matches are tough, to be honest, so we have to kind of like give it a little peek at that. So that's something else that is also going to be a fact. So we just don't know. I've never seen them play, really. I don't really follow the boys, but they are kind of two people that stand out in the next gen thing. So it's going to be tough match. All next men matches are going to be tough. They're both Americans, both got the home advantage. So I don't know. We're just going to have to see. Next one, Alex de Minaur versus Jan-Lennard Struff. That's going to be an interesting one. Seems like it's going to be very interesting. Both men have had terrific starts to the year. Alex with an amazing start at the beginning of the year in Australia, his home turf. Now coming into the sunshine of Indian Wells and Miami, I think he's going to do well. From what I've seen on Instagram, he's been training with Leighton Hewitt at the Bahamas in his Albany, I think it's called the Albany Tennis Academy that Leighton owns. So he's been there just training and getting to know that. And I think the influence of Leighton Hewitt is really good for Alex because he kind of gets that extra experience in how to close matches and stuff like that, which kind of prevented him in the Sydney final when he played Medvedev. So I think there's going to be, I think, to be honest, it might be an all-Alex match, but Jan-Lennard Struff from his Davis Cup performance, and he's been doing really well recently as well, so it might be a tough one for them both. I'm not quite sure about that, but yeah, it's going to be very interesting to see what happens, especially in the draw. I feel like the draw this year is a lot more open just because of the lack of certain people in the draw. Like, there's no Rafa, there's no Murray, there's no Stan, but Novak Djokovic is there. It was confirmed he is in the draw. He does have a bye. And Roger Federer is in there as well. So it's kind of just like, you don't know really who's going to win, but you kind of have an idea at the back of your head. You're like, surely Roger will make it through. But it's just that you don't know. So people are predicting like Del Potro, Cilic, Novak, Sasha, all the young kind of guns to go through. But it's kind of hard because you don't know what the others are bringing on the table, what the younger guys, what the qualifiers are bringing. Like last year, Andy Murray was shocked by Vasek Pospisil, who beat him in second round of Indian Wells. And it was kind of just like a, oh my gosh, the number one has been beaten by a qualifier. Like, what's happening here? But Vasek is a top 20 player. We all know that. So like, it wasn't really a shock, but it was like a shock from where he was coming from and all that stuff. So it's kind of like, you don't know. And it's like a Grand Slam with more drama, I feel like. So we just have to stick to it and just, I guess, just really watch out because it's going to be an interesting couple of weeks. I'm really excited for it. It's going to be really interesting. And I just really want my boys to do well. Stefanos has had 3 or 4 indoor tournaments where it's just been absolute disaster. Losing in the first round and stuff like that, not great at all. Some of the other boys, like Sasha, went in hiding after Rotterdam, losing in the second round. Theme hasn't really been doing well. He's been playing on the clay courts, so we don't know how he's doing the hard courts. It's just a mess, to be honest. I just don't really know how the guys are feeling. I don't really know how they're doing, especially Nick Kyrgios. I think the one person that I'm really scared for in this draw is Nick Kyrgios, because I just have no clue how he's coming into the match, because I haven't seen him play in a long time, and that's kind of, it's kind of concerning. And then another person I'm concerned about, he's in the qualifying, is Thanasi Kokkinakis, because Thanasi's an up-and-down player, and I saw some of his matches. He was playing in Mexico, he played a challenger, and then he played Acapulco, I think, and it was just a disaster. And I was just like, what is actually going on with you? It wasn't a disaster, I wouldn't say, but he withdrew, and it's kind of like, you say you're not injured, but you are injured, and it's just like, come on, babe, pull it together, like, actually pull it together. So, to be honest with you guys, I don't really know, but those are my predictions and my reactions to the draw and my little 2 cents on the matches. But to be honest, all the other matches look really interesting. Like, there's so many big names, and with the addition of the qualifiers, and I think I saw the qualifier list, like Mackenzie McDonald's is in the qualifier list, Fashik Pospisil is in the qualifier list, we've also got Thanasi Kokkinakis, and there's so many other next gen guys in that qualifying list that could be anyone's go. Especially I think if the qualifiers bring it, they don't get too tired, they will do very well. And I think that's going to be the big thing for them, is can they maintain their streak, and can they hold on, and can the next gen finally make a breakthrough? I think that's going to be the big thing at Indian Wells for me personally, as I'm going to be watching out to see, can the next gen finally make their breakthrough? Can one of them go deep in the competition and actually secure a place? Obviously, it'll be hard when you're getting second round matches like Theme or Rublev or Kyrgios, or even, I think some people are going to have to versus Roger in the second round. But it's kind of like, can you make your mark? Can you actually show to them, you know what, I'm here, I'm not messing around anymore, I'm coming out to snatch your wigs, like, get your edges ready, get snatched, because I'm coming for you all. So I'm just excited to see what happens. It's gonna be a drama filled couple of weeks, but you know, it's gonna be great, and I'm so excited tennis is back. So yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed that, and I'll catch you on the next one for the women's reactions.